You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Friday to you. It's Friday, April the 27th. The 76ers returned to practice yesterday. Mark Narducci, Sarah Todd, Bob Ford, and I were all there. And I'm right now, I have my man Mark with me, and we just want to talk about some of the things that were discussed. We want to talk about the state of the 76ers. So what's up, Mark? How you been, buddy?
Been great, Keith. You know, I was up in Boston to see Game 5 of the Celtics and Bucks, and I'll tell you what, those two involved in a series, I think the 76ers have a decided advantage over either team.
Yeah, you can consider that. You know, the only thing that the thing that concerns me about the Celtics is sometimes when you go and you face a team and there's a team like that that's undermanned, you can get punched in the mouth if you're not focused. You know what I mean? If you think that it's going to be an easy one. Secondly, the one thing I think that the Sixers benefited from by playing... Miami is just the physicality of the game. Now, Miami had guys like Justice Winslow, James Johnson, a couple other guys who wanted to go at him. Boston is kind of going to sort of do the same. And I think that the 76ers benefited by playing in a physical series.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's what Joel Embiid said after Thursday's practice, Keith, that the fact that they got used to the physicality of it and were able to kind of withstand what, and he said an interesting thing. He doesn't know if any team's more physical than Miami. We'll have to see about that as they go on. But he said that was really good for the team to be able to withstand that so-called punch in the mouth that they got from the Heat and be able to deliver back.
I think the Boston Celtics are more physical. I mean, physical, like, you know, just as physical, if not more physical, than Miami. I think the thing about Miami, the difference between Boston and Miami is that Miami has nice guys portraying themselves as villains. I'm not saying that Boston has thugs, but I think that they have dudes who have chips on their shoulders.
Tough guys.
They have tough guys. Yes. Yeah, they got some. Yeah, that's a great word. They have some tough guys. They have some guys that, you know, like, you know, dudes that nobody messes with, or, you know what I mean? So, but again, this is basketball. You know, in basketball, we're not talking about boxing or anything like that. So they're going to play, and guys aren't stupid enough to get ejected from games.
Yeah, now Brett Brown at practice on Thursday had something a little bit different to say than Joel Embiid. He says each round it's going to get more physical. Each round it's going to get ramped up. And obviously he knows from all his days in the Spurs what it's like as you move on. He says just keep multiplying it. He was obviously happy what he saw, but he's preparing his team for even more.
Now, let me tell you this. Do you think the Sixers, I mean, here's the biggest debate going on in the city. Not even the city, kind of like nationally. There's a lot of people saying right now that the 76ers are the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. Now, you went ahead and you covered the Boston and the Milwaukee series, Game 5. In your opinion, you know basketball. Right now, are the Sixers the team to beat in the Eastern Conference?
I think so. And I think the difference, and we've talked about it on previous podcasts, Keith, I think the difference is their bench. I mean, when you're bringing off the bench Ilyasova, when you're bringing Bellinelli, and those guys, they're not only holding serve, they're making things better. They're outside shooting. They won this first series against Miami, and they weren't great from the three-point area, which is supposed to be their strength. So I think they have room to grow as well. So, I think they stack up with anybody. Now, can they be beaten? Absolutely. I mean, but yeah, I would put them as a team to beat.
Mm-hmm. The team to beat. So if they're the team to beat, who you think they're going to beat in the Eastern Conference Finals?
I'll tell you what. I would never count out the Cavaliers. They went up 3-2 against Indiana, LeBron with 44. How can you count out LeBron? We saw him here against the Sixers late in the season where they're down 30 and they get within two, and LeBron just had a monster second half. The guy's been to the NBA championship seven straight years. This is not an overly talented Cavaliers team, but I'm telling you, he's good enough to certainly get his team there.
Yeah, and the thing about the Sixers, you know, I think that they're a good team. I always say I think they're a step away, like, or another player away.
Well, that's fair to say, yeah.
But at the same time, they keep proving me wrong, you know. I'm glad I didn't go to Vegas and do anything. I mean, you know, I thought maybe they would battle for the 7th, 8th seed. They got the 3rd seed. I thought maybe they would win 43 games, whatever. They won 52, you know. So I thought maybe Ben Simmons would struggle a little bit against real other point guards defending him. He hasn't. So the Sixers keep exceeding my expectations. And, you know, I guess I'm going to stay the way I am, and they're going to exceed that again. Again, I'm not saying that I don't think that they're – I mean, I think that they're a really good team. It's just that I thought that Toronto, based on what I saw in the regular season, was the team to beat in the East. LeBron James, they tend to step it up, but they may take a lot out of them, and they may not be – that team that's going to be there and do things. But, you know, I always said that and always thought, like, next year was the year for the Sixers. They keep saying the time is now, and who knows? I just hope for Brett Brown and them, for their case, that, you know, they're going from being the hunters to the hunted now. And it's going to get tougher.
Big difference.
Big difference now. It's going to get tougher. People are going to come at them. They already have against Miami. But, again, I'm thinking that the physicality is going to get bigger. I mean, excuse me, get tougher. The spotlight's going to get larger. And, you know, I remember in the regular season when they were, quote unquote, knocking people out, doing well. Then when the national spotlight came, they always struggled. Now, this time is in the playoffs, they proved that they could overcome that. But now we're just going to see what they can do against elite competition.
Yeah, in fairness to you, Keith, the Sixers themselves told us that they were surprised that they won this many games. It's not just you. But the other thing is, I think Ben Simmons is a guy that a lot of people said he's going to hit the rookie wall, he's going to do this. He hasn't, and he's been a guy that seems to thrive when that spotlight is on him. And he, to me, is going to be the difference if they are able to win the Eastern Conference this year. And I am just blown away with how quick he is at 6'10". People cannot keep him in front of him. I mean, he's that quick, and he's finishing with either hand near the basket. He's going to have obviously a lot to say about how far they advance, but he seems to be thriving on it and not worried or affected by the pressure one bit.
No, not at all. And he's getting better. He's improving. Who would think that a guy would be this dominant and he doesn't shoot from the outside in the NBA?
That's right.
In the league's toughest league. I mean, excuse me, the world's toughest league. And he's making it seem like, you know, he's back in high school. Not back in high school at Mount Verde and Florida, National Power. I'm talking about back in Australia where the talent level, you know, wasn't as tough or as stiff as it was here in America. But, hey, Mark, I want to thank you for joining today. And I want to thank you all for listening. And we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.